This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Minutes after the hour, another hour of conversation here. I'm Doug Steffen, the D of DJV. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will be here in a few minutes with the latest medical news from the journals. His report to the nation coming up in about 10 minutes. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, some good news for those of you who think I'm Captain Curmudgeon. Good news from somebody that I've had plenty of curmudgeon-y inspiration from. The great, if you want to lose, vote for Cruz, has come up with an idea that I actually think is good. Doesn't go far enough.
He's had two ideas this week, by the way.
Really? What was the second one?
Well, are you talking about... Well, he's had two. First, he's proposing term limits, which is where I guess you are going, right?
Yes, that's the one, yes.
And then part two is he got together with Marco Rubio, and they are pushing to put the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem. They've started that official movement.
Oh, okay. So that's good.
Which is good.
That's where it belongs. I agree with Mr. Trump on that one. So Cruz says that he is interested in imposing term limits on members of Congress. This is the idea. Senators, 2 terms, 6 years. Members of the House, 3 2-year terms. It doesn't go far enough, though. You know that with my political savvy and genius, my suggestion that all congressmen, everybody runs for one office once. 6 years in the House, you get 6 years in the Senate, 6 years as president, 6 years as a governor. That's it. Done. Finished. You can't keep using the same office to feather your own nest like Chuck Schumer has. Guy's got almost $24 million in his campaign war chest, which when he retires goes to him. So I'm for getting rid of that.
Which, in irony, he got a lot of it from Donald Trump.
Yeah.
A lot of that money in donation.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so what was the other thing? What did you say the other thing was that Cruz put
he's
forth?
Moving the, he and Marco Rubio are starting the formal process to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem.
Yeah. Okay, the good news from radio, this is sort of shop talk. Paul Harvey used to say, or used to refer to it as shop talk.
Good day.
Yeah, good day. The radio, there's a lot of competition amongst the various media, as we all know. Advertising in newspapers, advertising in television, advertising in the radio, and now all of the stuff that is offline, podcasts, that kind of thing. I try to put them both together, podcast and radio. But if you are an owner of a business, this is for you. This is not an ad. This is just a fact that radio delivers $21 of sales for every dollar spent on advertising. That's across the board. That is throughout the medium. 290 some odd million people listen to radio every day. And so this $21 payoff, because we have so many small business people who are listening, and the local stations are approaching you, I'm sure, to buy advertising. It's a good time of year to buy it because there's not as much pressure on the inventory as there is later on in the year. So I would suggest with all my heart and soul that you support your local radio station because they're going to support you. There's a better payoff for advertising on the radio, according to any number of studies. And so why not do that? If you're advertising a product, do it on the radio. How's that for a pep speech? Is that pretty good?
I think you're 100% right, and just from a sort of, digital age, TV commercials to me, I don't even understand, except for the Super Bowl. Yeah. I don't understand why anyone spends money on that, because I haven't seen a TV commercial literally since last year's Super Bowl. I DVR everything, and I fast forward through everything. So,
and commercials on TV, I think, are better for big brands. Like, if you're wanting to bring people into your business right away, you want something that can't be fast forwarded.
Yeah, and that's really what happened. Because people, the radio shows, for the most part, are personal relationships. The people who listen to this program feel like they have a friendship with you and me, and thus what we say carries more weight, works better, and frankly, you know, we do things like Super Beats. We're telling a story that really is true about our experiences with it. And people believe that, and that's why the product does as well as it does, not only because we're doing a good job selling it, but because it works. Hello, duh, what a concept. And yeah, I think you're, when you get in, the only time, automotive is the biggest category on the radio. And I got a kick out because when I was working in Baltimore back in the 80s, there's a fellow named Andy Park who does mornings on the talk show, on the talk station in Washington now. And at the time, he was doing traffic reports. And he and I used to get together two or three times a week in the studio, usually Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday afternoon, for about 3 or 4 hours. And we would just do screaming car spots. We get paid $185 a piece for them. They'd take about 20 minutes, depending on how many takes we had to do. And we just yell, scream, "It's the Bomberito sale!"
Oh, God.
Anyway, I never could understand.
My favorite with car lots is always, "Monday, Monday, Monday."
Yeah,
my favorite car
lot. Monday, beautiful drops and drag waste, all that stuff. But you know what? We remember it all. That's the thing, and that's what makes it work, because you remember. And you just said what is probably pretty true. Most people don't remember the spots on TV. Look at after Super Bowl, how many people take tests to remember what they may remember a nuance in the spot, but they don't remember oftentimes what the product is. The worst thing is if you can't identify what the product is, they have wasted their money.
Yeah. And
so, all right, we're going to have a couple of those good commercials, and then Dr. Ken will join us here, 13 past the hour.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you Geico has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while Geico could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, Geico has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than Geico. Geico, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
All right, 15 past the hour, time for Dr. Ken Pronaus, who is a well-known cardiologist practicing in Florida at Lake Cardiology, with our update of the major medical stories of the week, starting with the Mediterranean diet. This is really good news for anybody who's worried about his brain.
It is. It's amazingly good news. More good news about the Mediterranean diet. Dug out of the medical journal Neurology, this new research suggests that the healthful diet helps to preserve brain volume in elderly adults. Unfortunately, all of us, as we grow, the volume of our brain just declines as we age. And the traditional Mediterranean diet, it consists of large amounts of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, olive oil, a moderate amount of fish, dairy, and wine, as well as a limited intake of red meat. And the research has shown that the diet reduces reduces the risk of type 2 diabetes and obesity, helps with weight loss, and contributes to prevention of cardiovascular disease. And other studies have suggested that the diet also helps to keep mental and physical health well into old age and can reduce the risk of premature death. It's just a great diet.
I resent the fact that people just attribute brain atrophy to age. I think if you take Super Beets, you won't have that problem. You keep your brain busy, reading a lot, thinking a lot, talking a lot, doing crossword puzzles, all that kind of stuff. Maybe standing on your head. I always wondered about that. Standing on your head, get blood into your brain. Is that good for you or not?
Well, I would do it with the Mediterranean diet and with getting an adequate amount of nitric oxide in the body.
Really?
And, with good exercise.
Yeah, standing on your head after you've had a Mediterranean meal is probably not a good idea. I'm going to guess. All right, next, fish oil. Speaking of your brain, this is something good for women and children, it looks like.
New England Journal of Medicine this morning, Doug, a supplemental intake of fish oil during pregnancy may significantly reduce the risk of asthma in children. Amazingly, 6.3 million children in America under the age of 18, or 8.6% of all U.S. children, currently have asthma. Omega-3 fatty acids, they can be found in certain foods like flaxseed and fish, as well as in dietary supplements such as fish oil. These omega-3 fatty acids, when they're consumed directly from food, and that's the best way to get it, have a variety of health benefits. A moderate consumption of seafood, it's been shown to reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, and has also been associated with reduced risk of cognitive decline. That's the ability to think and remember. Also reduces Alzheimer's disease and dementia risk. But the news this week is that a weekly consumption of at least 8 ounces of seafood by pregnant women also seems to improve health outcomes in their infants.
I wonder if it's better to eat pregnant fish if you're a pregnant woman. Is there anything in the study about that?
That's very meta.
It can only help, I would imagine, but they didn't study that. That's my intuition.
All right. So we've talked about Mediterranean diet. Here's the DASH diet. There are more of these doggone diets around than you can shake a stick at. So this one is good for what? The DASH diet.
The DASH diet, the dietary approach to stop high blood pressure. That's what the DASH stands for. But it was voted the best overall weight management diet by U.S. News and World Report this week. And with this new year, you know, there are many resolutions to include losing weight. U.S. News and World Report says the DASH diet is the best way to get rid of those pounds and keep them off. The diet was created to help reverse high blood pressure without medication. That's why I advocate it, but also for weight loss. But it's since been a healthy eating plan for anyone. I eat the DASH diet. I also eat the Mediterranean diet. The DASH diet includes fruits, vegetables, low-fat or no-fat dairy, whole grains, lean meats, fish, poultry, nuts, and beans. And the Mediterranean diet, rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and olive oil, instead of butter, was ranked second.
All right, use olive oil. Mediterranean diet and the DASH diet, same thing, just cook it.
I actually myself combine the two, and there's a lot of overlap between the two, and I just eat from both of them. They've been called the mind diet when you combine them.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of stopping high blood pressure, Dr. Ken will tell you that the usage of Super Beets is the best way to control your high blood pressure. He's a cardiologist. He knows it's all about blood flow, and the beets that come from Super Beets loaded with dietary nitrates that move that blood all around, and because it opens up the arteries, Ken, it makes it easier for the blood to get to where it needs to go and keep your blood pressure in check. Get your first order of Super Beets by dialing 800-655-4183. Get a month free. Get a free book about beets, the whole deal. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. 800-655-4183.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Favorite times of the day and of the week when Victoria understands what my musical tastes are and she's getting the hang of it. She's put together the top five songs. Well, she just found where they are in the recordings, the archives of pop music. Top five songs this week in 1973, starting with number five, Barry White and the Electric Light Orchestra. No, what do they call his orchestra?
I didn't know he had an orchestra.
Love Unlimited Orchestra.
Yeah, who needs the orchestra when you have Barry White?
Barry White, Never, Never Gonna Give You Up. Crank it up. Where you need. That black guy. Great. I don't want to see you without. He used to sweat like a pig on stage, and he'd throw his, just like Elvis, throw his scarves out to the ladies. They try to get his pants off. I mean, it was
amazing. Oh, hear what you just said. Big fat black guy who used to sweat a lot on stage.
Yeah. How many other big fat black guys do you know that everybody, big fat white guys, sweat on stage too? If this guy had it, man, did he have it?
Oh, that voice. Are you kidding?
He was a record salesman. And somehow or other got into, he promoted a lot of big stars. And he somehow was doing, I think he had a local band. At night, I think he's from Louisiana someplace. And he would just, you know, Friday, Saturday night, go play gigs, and somebody said,
and he's
somebody
still a
showed
record
up.
Salesman, because who doesn't want his records, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he's left us, but boy, while he was around, he knew how to do it. Never
well,
gonna give you
a whole. He reached a whole new generation on Allie McBeal too.
Yeah.
Remember
yes,
when she
did.
Used to hear Allie McBeal? She used yep. to hear his yeah, voice in her head.
Yeah, yeah, right. But then, I mean, just the stuff, what it did for. Sort of certain types of romance. This is, I mean, it was unparalleled, I thought. Anyway, whenever it comes on the radio, man, do I crank this stuff up. There's four or five of them just like this. They all sound the same. They are kind of good.
But they're all good, so it doesn't
yeah,
matter.
Yeah. Speaking of good, this one is fabulous from Ringo.
Come on like a dream.
A little perverted, but it's okay.
Totally. Thank you. I'm glad you said that.
You're 16. You're beautiful.
Beautiful.
And you're mine.
Frank, well, maybe how old was he when he sang this song?
30. Something. No, it's
yeah,
really
right.
Not
total power.
It's 30. Something. Yeah. Come on. Try it. You're 16. You're beautiful. and your mind. This is inspired by Gary Puckett. And the Union Gap did a song that was basically the same young girl about a 16-year-old girl. Anyway, it's a fun song, even if it's perverted. Number three, Gladys Knight and her Pips. Ah, this is fabulous this week. She had like 14 number one songs, and she still tours and has still got it. I haven't seen her lately. Anybody seen Gladys Knight lately?
She's still, I think, touring.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
I go in here. I think I just said it. Okay. That's number three this week. 1973 is the year. First week of the year saw this. This song was so popular with high school kids. Brownsville Station. Smoking in the boys' room. Yeah. To be the monitor of the boys' room, and I would catch all the high school guys, and they hated me.
I bet you were super popular.
Super popular.
I thought Motley Crue sang this song.
Wasn't
it Motley Crue or Poison from the 80s did this song?
Yeah, it was a bunch of covers. All right, number one this week, 73 Blondie, Steve Miller Band.
I'm a smoker.
Another smoking song. It's a pretty good song. This is about marijuana, though.
I think.
See how clever?
Can't pull a wool over this guy's eyes.
No booing him.
You've had your fun with me today. Excuse me. All right, so Steve Miller, number one this week, 1973, 28 amps in the hour.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services.
800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container, and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit
oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Past the hour, it's the DJ V Show. I'm Victoria Keelan. Kara Sterling is at the controls in our studio in Washington, D.C., and we seem to have lost Dudley Steffen. Kara, what happened to him?
It's amazing how that's a recurring thing.
I know. He just ditches us to go make smoothies or whatever he does in his off time during the breaks.
Whatever he can find to put super beats in, basically.
I know, right? I want to put a GoPro camera on Doug's forehead and just follow him around one day during the show and just see what he does during breaks. Because I know it would be something very entertaining for all of us.
That's a good idea. You'd probably want to know about half of it. And the other half we'd have to censor.
What happened?
Oh, we want to put a GoPro on your head so we can figure out what you do during the breaks.
Lots of things to catch up on here when I'm on the farm, as it were. 34 plus one or two.
Plus three.
Plus three. You know what we neglected to do yesterday, Kara? I am ashamed of us all. We did not sing happy birthday to Victoria Keelan, who turned 42 yesterday. How old are you?
What? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so there'd be some response to that. You're actually, what are you, 32 or 33? I forget how old you are.
My grandmother
never ask
always,
a woman how old she is.
Or her scent. My grandmother always used to say that.
Really?
Never share your age or your perfume. Yes, they're two very
I learned a
things.
Lot about Gucci's perfume this Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
It was requested, so I found out about it. Didn't know much about it before.
Which
however,
Gucci? Because Gucci Guilty is my favorite. I love that. That's a great men's cologne.
Is it?
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Now I'm trying to remember.
You and Meredith could also, you could be matching Gucci scent.
Really?
Yeah.
Nobody suggested that. I just got a Gucci on that side. I didn't get any Gucci on my side. I don't know. Although it was pretty
Gucci
silly.
Doesn't swing both ways in your relationship.
Not to this point, anyway. Although she's pretty fussy about how I, what my fragrance is. And, you know, that's the
most women
all
are.
That.
Yeah.
Well, I think that the way you come across more polished, it's just, I think it shows respect for yourself and the people. And I'm much more conscious of that since she's been in my life, to be sure. I'm not perfect. There are plenty of days when I look like the part on the farm. That's for sure. All right, so happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Victoria. Happy birthday to you.
We're totally in sync.
Thank you, guys. That's very sweet.
Yes, it is very sweet because we are very neat. La, 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 la. All right, so happy birthday.
Thank you.
A day late and a dollar short, as it were. Speaking of a day late and a dollar short, man, I'll tell you something. These airlines just don't get it. You know the expression, Anuit Coeptis? Anuit Coeptis, which is literally translated from the Latin, he favors our undertakings. But it has been translated to mean God helps those who help themselves. And you'd think these airlines would be able to help themselves out a little bit better than they do. The stupidity of the way in these, because they're just too big. It's like anything else that gets too big. Our country isn't manageable. A lot of really big businesses like this. Delta Airlines has over 100,000 employees. How do you manage those people, especially in a service business, or what's supposed to be a service business? And when they get
exactly
into,
what's supposed to be, that's exactly
right. Exactly. They suck at this. They just don't get it anymore. They don't care. Just throw people on planes and let's move them from one place to another like a cattle car. So the latest incarnation of this happened with someone that is a huge blogger, apparently, and she and her husband with their baby were going from New York to Los Angeles. And they got on the plane. Baby's crying. Baby's 9 months old. That's what 9 month old babies do. They cry, especially in a circumstance where they don't know what's going on.
I think their ears hurt too, right? I've heard that.
Yeah, babies
as well.
Miles took his
takeoff and landing.
I'm trying to remember. Miles was 6 months old when he took his first trip. He was. It's the first time he came here. I think he was 9 months old. He's had a number. I think he's been up four or five times. So they've sort of gotten beyond that. And these people did too, but you wouldn't tell it by, this woman, I don't know what kind of a blog she has, but she got a million followers on Instagram. So what is she known for, Victoria?
She's a fashion and lifestyle blogger.
Okay.
And, I mean, there are so many out there now, but this is just sort of shows you that even with so many bloggers out there, she still has a million followers
She's
and a lot of bloggers,
probably one of the ones
too.
That gets paid to do blogging for certain entities, I'm going to guess.
Yeah, a lot of bloggers have turned it into a very lucrative
career. Good business. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So she and her husband pay for three first-class seats on the trip. Extra space so they can put the baby down and protect the baby. So they put her in the first row of first class, and the baby's crying. People are getting on the plane, looking at her, giving her dirty looks. And so then this stupid flight attendant says to them, "Sorry, we're going to have to move you to the last row in the back of the plane." What? I paid for 3 first-class seats. What do you think? I'm stupid. I'm going to go to the back. And, well, we can't have all this noise. Really? Is that, says who? Did you check with the captain on this? Captain would never say that unless there was a disturbance. If there was a fist fight, then the captain would throw the people off the plane. But just dirty looks and a lot of just really selfish incapacity. I mean, I say the same thing, frankly. I get on a plane the other night, and there are a bunch of children around. And you know what I do? You face the music. I put my headsets on and watch a movie. I heard nothing.
Right.
And so in this circumstance, this lady was doing it. They have a right to bring their children on the plane, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so she explained how stupid the flight attendant was. And, by the way, this was all before the plane took off, obviously. Plane took off, baby went right to sleep, slept the whole way. Not a peep out of the baby. So she posted, I was trying to find the exact post. What did she say online about a Delta?
She basically recapped it really well. I mean, essentially, you know, she said it was the first time she was flying with her 9-month-old baby. It's her first child. She was nervous and anxious to begin with because, you know, as soon as you walk on a plane with a baby, you're going to get the eye rolls and everything.
It's like what I used to get when I walked on the plane with Charlotte. And then they realized what a great dog she was and everything stopped. But they first see you, they get on with a dog. Oh, my God. They want to kill you.
So. And like you said, I mean, who doesn't have headphones? Like, who gets on an airplane without headphones and says, I'm just looking forward to peace and quiet for the next 6 hours, and I'm just going to sit here and enjoy all the ambient noise of the airplane? It's like, no, everyone has headphones. So you're just literally making something out of nothing and stressing this poor girl out. And then how dumb is the flight attendant from Delta telling her to move to the last row in the back of the plane? What about the people in the back of the plane? If they're annoyed, I mean, really? They don't matter?
In front of the plane. No,
well, that's what I don't get either, because there's more people in the back of the plane, and so if you have a baby making noise, isn't that going to cause even more of an uproar?
But again, like Doug said, it's not first class, so...
Yeah, so they don't matter. Who cares?
Yeah, they don't matter.
Okay, so here's part two, a similar problem with an airline. These people are not as bad as Spirit, but close. Allegiant Air out of Las Vegas, a couple of sisters... We're on an Allegiant Air flight. They get kicked off, and the I guess the captain or somebody on the plane that was working for Allegiant's flight attendant claimed that they were a threat. Debbie Hartman was on her way to see her father. Well, it didn't happen. She and her sister, Trisha Baker, were on their way from Orlando to Asheville, North Carolina, to visit their sick father, who is in hospice care. When they're in hospice care, you know the curtain is closing. So the plane was on the tarmac. Sister got a text message saying the father had only a few hours to live. I didn't know if my sister was getting the same text. I was thinking I need to go back and tell her, as they were separated on the plane. One was in the front, one was in the back. I didn't know my sister was going to have the information. So she got up to tell her sister. Flight attendant stepped in. She said, you need to sit down. And I said, well, can't I just sit here? I wanted to console my sister. We just got word that our father was dying. She started having a panic attack. Situation got worse from there. Flight attendant confronted her again for not, and then they got at it because the flight attendant wasn't being compassionate. She said, you're being rude. My father's dying. I'm comforting my sister. I said she needed to keep her personal problems off the plane. What an idiot! Minutes later, the sister said the flight attendant called the captain. Plane turned around, went to the airport. Security escorted them off the flight. They told us we were a threat to the flight. Can you believe
that? Oh, my God.
What in the world? These people are so clueless. Passengers on the plane took to YouTube and complained bitterly about the situation as well. They might. Things like, this was the most inhumane, deplorable thing I've ever seen any human being do to another one. And then the father died. So, they never got to see the father because they got tossed off the plane.
I remember a few months ago we did a story about, I think Allegiant ranked the worst worst airline in America, right?
Yeah, even worse than Spirit.
And this is certainly not helping. I mean, I'm sure they're going to face a huge lawsuit now. I mean, that's...
Yeah, well, they should. Good. I mean, this is something that is just... not acceptable. These people have no clue as to public relations. I mean, customer feedback, that kind of stuff a Better Business Bureau guy. You look at people go to Yelp. And they really do review these things, no matter what the business.
Absolutely.
People review this stuff
now. This situation is not even just public relations. They have no sense of human compassion. No.
Right.
I mean, it should just be a normal human thing that you don't treat people that way.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Captain Curmudgeon.
Now that is worthy of Captain Curmudgeon.
There you go. That was acceptable.
No, I encourage you to put the cape on for that one.
Okay. All right. I did it. 45 past the hour now with DJV.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrofluoride.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change the world's behavior through brainwashing. Because 40% of all food in the U.S. never gets eaten. Save the food. And that costs a family of four $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. It's worsening climate change through the release of methane gas. Save the food. Cha-ching. And it's wasting precious natural resources like our fresh water. Save the food. Cha-ching. So when you hear this sound, don't be neutral. Rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Funeral for Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher today. There are going to be a lot of people wearing costumes from the various movies that they were in. And Meryl Streep is going to be the memorializer. They were friends. Reynolds and Streep were friends. The funeral is going to be actually at Forest Lawn, where they will both be buried next to each other. I thought the most interesting thing, other than Meryl Streep and the fact that it's today, Carrie Fisher's family went out of their way. See, this is the other side of that story. They went out of their way to thank the emergency workers, the flight crew on that United flight that was coming from London to Los Angeles. Yeah. Apparently, there were a couple of, they asked passengers, there were a couple of doctors and a nurse came to try to help her. They worked like crazy to keep her alive. If it hadn't been for that, they would not have been able to say goodbye to her. And for that, they are thanking United and the people who were on the plane who helped. So,
which is really sweet.
Yep, I think it is. Yep, so there's the other good side to some of these circumstances. 10 minutes before the hour here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now, 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Okay, let me put my trumpet down. Who doesn't recognize this other than perhaps Victoria and Kara?
I know this. I like The Godfather.
You do?
Yeah.
You do? It's so violent.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know.
Good. It's a classic violent movie, however.
Yes.
Music from The Godfather, so that we can talk about one of its stars. Actually, this was one of the first really big parts that Robert Duvall had. Is that true, Chucker, do you think?
It was a landmark role for him. He played family lawyer Tom Hagen in Godfather 1, Godfather 2. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. He didn't come back for Godfather 3 because the producers and director Francis Ford Coppola didn't want to pay him the big money like they gave Al Pacino, and he said, don't pay me the big money. I'm not doing the role. So they got, what is his name? George Hamilton, the guy with the massive tan.
Yeah.
They got him to play the family, not the same character, but the family lawyer in Godfather 3.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate because people love Robert Duvall in those movies.
I think he's had a fabulous career, frankly.
Oh, he has.
He was first he was in lots of early westerns, but I think he cut his teeth as a bad guy in True Grit in 1969.
You know, one movie a lot of people saw him in that don't really remember, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Uh-huh.
He played that sort of silent character that people feared.
Boo Radley.
Yeah.
And then he did
a really cool cameo in Invasion of the Body Snatchers, 1978. Played a priest swinging on a swing in the beginning of that film. Played in a movie called The Great Santini in the 80s, was very popular. I love Open Range, him and Kevin Costner and Annette Bening. Really good movie. And also Falling Down opposite Michael Douglas. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, the movie he did with Tommy Lee Jones, it was a two-parter on TV. What was that? Remember
Lonesome Dove.
That's
Lonesome
it.
Dove. Yeah, he directed that also. He's done 142 acting credits, which is very impressive.
Yep, very, very impressive. Good for him. All right, happy birthday. And in a moment, some sheer stupidity to talk about, plus Trucker's Movie News, 55 past the hour.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions, for a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Here from the sheer stupidity department, Chucker, is a film company making a movie on the Mexican border about illegal immigrants, but it's been delayed several times. The problem is that they need hundreds of extras to play the fleeing immigrants, and the immigrants keep leaving the country and don't come back before the film can be finished. Oh, man. All right, what do you have for movie news?
Here's an interesting one, Doug. Disney reportedly eyeing actor Woody Harrelson to play a mentor role of young Han Solo in their Han Solo spin-off films. Woody Harrelson has had a great career since being on Cheers. Back in the day, he will play the villain in the next Planet of the Apes movie titled War of the Planet of the Apes. The guy's been in a lot of good films and also well-respected in the industry, Woody Harrelson. I like him. I think he's pretty good.
Yeah. I think, though, his lifestyle may be catching up with him a little bit, don't you think?
Why? What's wrong with his lifestyle? I'm not familiar with him.
Lots of pot and lots of alcohol.
He carries a bong pretty much everywhere he goes.
Yeah, that's true. I knew about that.
Yeah.
And also, Sylvester Stallone reportedly will direct and co-star in a serious drama titled Tough As They Come, which will co-star Alan Driver.
Really?
Who was in the last Star Wars movie, yep.
All right, there you go. Good news for Stallone fans. All right, Chucker, you're a good man. 59 past the hour.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.